outlet is there when someone crosses it. When another person tries to control you, tries to get too close to you, or asks you to do something you don't think is right, you should feel some sense of protest. Your boundary has been crossed. The functions of boundaries. Boundaries serve two important functions. First, they define us. Boundaries show what we are and are not, what we agree and disagree with, what we love and hate. God has many clear boundaries. He loves the world, John 3:16. He loves cheerful givers, 2 Corinthians 9:7. He hates haughty eyes and a lying tongue, Proverbs 6:16-17. As people made in His image, we also are to be honest and truthful about what we are and are not. Dating goes much better when you are defined. When you are clear about your values, preferences, and morals, you solve many problems before they start. For example, a woman may tell a guy she is going out with that she is serious about her spiritual life and desires that in people she is close to. She is letting him know about something that defines her, and it is out front between them, so that he will know who she is. The second function of boundaries is that they protect us. Boundaries keep good things in and bad things out. When we don't have clear limits, we can expose ourselves to unhealthy and destructive influences and people. Prudent people see danger and hide from it, Proverbs 27:12. For example, a man and a woman who are getting closer in their relationship may want to set some limits on dating other people so as to protect each other's hearts from unnecessary harm. Boundaries protect by letting others know what you will and will not tolerate. Examples of boundaries. There are several kinds of limits we can set and use in dating, all depending on the circumstances. Here are a few. Words. Telling someone no and being honest about your disagreement. The truth. Bringing reality to a problem. Distance. Allowing time or physical space between two people to protect, or as a consequence, for irresponsible behavior. Other people. Using supportive friends to help keep a limit. Sometimes you will use these boundaries to simply let your date know your heart. I am sensitive and wanted you to know that, so that we can be aware that I might get hurt easily. At other times, you may need to use boundaries to confront a problem and protect yourself or the relationship. I will not go as far as you want sexually, and if you continue pushing, I will not see you again. Either way, boundaries give you freedom and choices.